Now, boys and girls, let's turn again to the Bible. And you remember last time we looked at that occasion when God came and judged this world because of the wickedness and the badness of the men and women that were in the world. And the way that God judged the world was by sending that great flood. But you remember, of course, that out of that flood, there was one man and his family saved, and that was the man Noah. And he was saved by building that ark, that great big box, you remember, that God told him to go into with all of those animals. And so God saved Noah and his family and those animals, of course, in that way. Now, after the flood went away, of course, and all the waters went back into their place, then Noah came back out onto the earth again, the new earth in that sense. And the very first thing that Noah did was this: he built an altar. And at that altar, he worshipped the Lord his God. And then God did a very remarkable thing. God caused the first rainbow that was ever seen in the world to be seen after that flood. And God said to Noah, in fact, when you see this rainbow, that's a promise from me that I will never judge the world by a flood again. And God said, as long as the world shall last, there shall be seed time and harvest. That means there shall be the seasons. You shall sow grain into the ground, and there shall come the time of harvest. So although God had judged the world, he said, in fact, that he wouldn't judge the world again by a flood. And every time you see a rainbow in the sky, boys and girls, remember what God said. But remember this also, that God will judge the world, of course, again, and he will judge it in a very final way. And that's why we have to be sure that our trust is in Jesus Christ the Savior. But so Noah and his family are back onto the world, and then as time went on, there were more and more people came into the world again. And you know, those people began to do exactly what the people before the flood did. They began to worship God in ways that God said he was not to be worshipped. Here's what happened. They all got together one time and they said, let's build one great big city so that we can all be together. And in this city, they said, let's build a tower to reach to heaven. And so they began to build this city, and they began to build this tower. The city was called Babel, and the tower was called the Tower of Babel. When God saw what the people were doing, God went down, and God, in fact, judged those people again. And here's what God did. God changed all their language. Up to that time, everybody in the world spoke the same language. But when God came at that time, God changed their language so that they couldn't understand one another. And the reason for that was so that they would be scattered to the four winds, and they would have to give up this building of this Tower of Babel. Why do you think God did that? Well, for this reason. You see, when those people said, let's build a tower to heaven, they didn't mean that they were going to build a great big tower that would reach up into heaven. They weren't silly like that. They were wise people in their own thoughts, and they were very clever people in many ways. But when they said, let's build a tower to heaven, what they meant was they were going to build a great big tower indeed, but in that tower, they were going to worship the things in the heavens, in the sky, the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets. And so they were going to make those things their gods, and they were going to bow down and worship those things. So you see, when God saw what they were up to and what they were going to do, God then scattered them to the four winds, and God changed all their tongues so that from that point onward in the world, everybody spoke with different tongues. And so in that way then, God confused them, confounded them, the Bible said, and put a stop to that they were all doing together. Now you see the lesson again, boys and girls. It's the same lesson that we've had really a few times up to this point in these things from the Bible, that God himself says the way that we must worship him. You remember Cain and Abel? You remember Cain wanted to worship God in his own way, but it was only as Abel worshipped God in God's way that God accepted Abel before him and rejected Cain. And so you see, when Noah then and built that altar to God, he was showing that he was worshiping God in God's way. But when these people, when they built this tower to do their way of worship, that wasn't pleasing in God's sight. And the most important lesson of the Bible up to this point, boys and girls, is that we must worship God and come to God in the way that God has said. And that's through Jesus Christ. Because our Lord Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father, comes to God, but by me. But you know a wonderful thing, boys and girls. You see, although everybody was speaking now with different tongues, and you know we all speak with different tongues, and nearly everybody thinks that everybody else's tongue's a bit strange from their own. But we all speak with different tongues. We all speak with different accents. We all speak with different languages. You know, in the very last book of the Bible, when it tells us about heaven and what heaven is like, it tells us about how our Lord Jesus Christ is worshipped there and praised there. And it says that he is praised by people out of every nation and out of every kindred and out of every tongue. So it doesn't matter, you see, really, how you speak, what language you speak, what accent you have, what tongue you have, you can still come to God in God's way and worship God in God's way. And that's through faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior. But remember then, up to this point in the Bible, the great lesson is that if we will worship and praise God, we must do it in God's way and in God's way alone. Now put that lesson into your heart and into your mind and keep it there so that you might know God in your life.